The Dawes Act of 1877 allowed Native Americans to own property on reservations, with that same land distributed among every one of a landowner's heirs. This means many tracts of land today are simultaneously owned by hundreds, even thousands, of the original owner's descendants. And the Interior Department is processing massive quantities of payments and quarterly statements, usually for meager amounts. Robin Jager oversees the BIA's land consolidation program from Ashland. He says the Bureau's trying to get landowners to sell their parcels.
For example, getting 17 cents on a tract of land that you have an interest in, we would pay you fair market value, and that revenue eventually goes back to the tribes.
Jager says they're concentrating efforts on 15 reservations across the Great Lakes region, the Dakotas, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Arizona. So far, nearly 7,000 people have agreed to sell more than 330,000 interests.
If those 6,917 landowners had not consolidated ownership in those interests, those 6,917 individuals would have created another 750,000 brand new fractionated interests.
Jager says some people refuse to sell because they feel their land ties them to their tribe. Overall, roughly half of those approached have agreed to sell. In many cases, tracking them down is the tough part. Budget cutbacks have posed their own burden. Last year, the land consolidation program had $34 million to work with. This year, they'll only have $10 million to fund their efforts. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.